Radio.
Right on radio.
Narrating the end of the world.
The end of the world.
This news just in.
Ready? Go, go.
We are your news now. Providing the play-by-play for the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Right on, right on, right on. Live right.
Live right.
In the real world. Right on radio.
For continuous coverage, the latest information, separate fact from opinion. Get the truth.
Get the news.
You're listening to Right on Radio.
Hey, welcome to Right on Radio. My name is Jeff. Thank you for being here. The tagline of the show is Live Right in the Real World, where I show you the real world, both visible and invisible, and I tell you things you want to hear and perhaps you don't want to hear, but you're going to want to hear this. And just to let you know that this particular broadcast is brought to you by, not that they're paying me to do this, but it is brought to you by ROR.petclub247.com, mushrooms for people and pets. It supports your immunity system, and then your immunity system can go and attack all of the bad diseases and pharmakia and ailments that you might be experiencing, and perhaps you just want to give them away to some of your loved ones. And because it is a food source, unless you have a mushroom allergy, you cannot overdose on these things. They're clinically proven to work. And if you want to have an accelerated response, just take more. And may I suggest that the cookies and the coffee are also very delicious. So cookies and coffee for greatest immunity support, go to ROR.petclub247.com and get your mushrooms today. Hey, I came across a teacher and I was really inspired by it. And normally I would probably just play this person's video because it was done really well. But there was something that he said that he just didn't feel right about sharing it because of something he said, but I will give you the creator's name. His name is Nelson Walters, and I did find him on YouTube. You know, Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. And when he taught, when he was in the flesh here on earth, he taught about a lot of things for the first century, but also he addressed things of the past. He certainly addressed things in the future. And we know when we read the book of Revelation that there will be a one world currency in which you cannot buy or sell without it. Now, Jesus didn't specifically say it's going to be a digital currency. That wouldn't have made sense to anyone. But we can see this is most likely how this thing will be fulfilled. And if there is going to be a digital currency, and Jesus knew that we'd be going through a hard time, and perhaps there's this thing called the Great Reset that they're planning on, you know, zeroing out our bank accounts, giving us a universal basic income, a social credit score, and all of that stuff, Jesus would have known about it. And the point I'm going to make to you today is Jesus not only knew about it, but he spoke directly to it, and he gave us instructions on how to beat the system. And it's the exact opposite of everything that you have been taught from the world. So that way it must be true. This is going to be a good one, folks. Jesus knew things were coming, and I believe I'm going to be able to prove a case for you today. Now, most of this teaching is going to come from Luke 12. And I want you to have an open mind about this, because some of the things you're going to say, well, I don't know, because a traditional church is probably not going to be teaching you this. They don't dig into the things that we've learned over the last few years about how the world is run, who runs it. Most people in most churches don't even talk about things like the Great Reset, and they certainly don't teach on the book of Revelation. And I'm not going to go into Revelation today, but I really want you to consider the words of Jesus that I'm going to show you. Let me just add to the screen here some scriptures. So actually, I'll make them a little bit bigger for you. So from Luke 12, first of all, do not be afraid, little flock, because your Father has chosen to give you the kingdom. And then listen to this. Sell your possessions and give to charity. Make yourselves money belts that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near, nor does moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So, Jesus just said, just look, if you sell all your possessions and give it to the poor, just like he told the rich man, yeah, no problems. Who cares if the Great Reset takes away your stuff? Okay, I know you didn't want to hear that, but there's more. And it's actually quite good, and I think revolutionary in many ways. So this is why this really caught my attention. Let me go to the next slide. So Jesus is talking about end times in Luke 12. And just to prove it, I'm going to go to verse 35. It says, "Be prepared and keep your lamps lit. You are also to be like people who are waiting for their master when he returns from the wedding feast, so they may immediately open the door for him when he comes and knocks." Now, at the time, Jesus, and if you read chapter 12, which most of this is in chapter 12, I'm going to go to 16 for a little bit, but mostly in chapter 12, Jesus was being persecuted at the time, okay? And obviously, Jesus was being persecuted. He was teaching his disciples on how to handle persecution, but we also know that Jesus was warning us about the persecution coming in the end days. That's clear in Matthew 24, in Luke 21, and Mark 13. It's all over the place. We know that there's going to be persecution. So Jesus is talking about persecution here, and he says, "Now, when they bring you before the synagogues and the officials and the authorities, do not worry," again, like just do not fear, "do not worry about how or what you are to speak in your defense or what to say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you are to say." Is it also plausible the Holy Spirit will teach you what to do? Well, I'm going to make that case using these scriptures that I'm laying out before you. So Jesus here is talking about persecution. Now, when as soon as Jesus says this, so this is Luke 12, verses 11 and 12, look what the next verse says. There's someone in the crowd yells out to Jesus. Jesus is talking about how to, you know, what to do in persecution. Then randomly and probably inappropriately, someone yells out from the crowd and said to him, "Teacher, my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." What? Someone's going to take away my inheritance. And so Jesus responds to him and says, "Well, you've chosen me to be your arbiter," and stuff like that. So Jesus goes on to discuss this. Now, I want you to just keep this in context. If there is going to be a great reset of some kind, It's almost like someone stealing your inheritance from you, right? Especially if, you know, you'll own nothing and they will be happy, right? So someone's going to come and steal your inheritance. This random stranger yells out, Jesus, someone's going to take my inheritance. What are we to do? Well, let's go back to the scriptures. Jesus says to him in verse 20 of Luke 12, but God said to him, you fool, this very night your soul is demanded of you, and for all that you have prepared, for who will own it now? Such as the one that stores up treasure for himself and is not rich in relation to God. Now, I wanted to say that is the parable of the bigger barns. I didn't read the whole scriptures before that, but, you know, Jesus gave the parable of the guy. Okay, well, listen, I have all that I need. I just need to make bigger barns and my sufficiency will be enough for my life. And God says, what if your soul is demanded of you tonight, you fool? And he's telling you that your treasures on earth really do not have any value. And then in verse 29, he says, and do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, and do not keep worrying, for these things are what the nations of the world eagerly seek, and your Father knows you need these things. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be provided to you. But hold on. He's saying, where is your treasure? Is it in the kingdom of heaven? Is it in the Lord's kingdom? Sowing and reaping, which is the main principle of Jesus' kingdom. Or is your inheritance on earth? Now, before you want to tune out and say, well, no, I have to sell everything and, you know, this whole world is worth nothing. Hold on. There's some good news coming at you. There's some good news. I'm telling you, when this person, Nelson Walters, who really inspired this heavily, I'm actually even stealing the order of scriptures that he gave, described this, my spirit jumped. So let us continue. Luke 12, verse 32. Listen to this. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has chosen to give you the kingdom. Now, if you're in the kingdom, And actually, God owns everything. Doesn't that mean that God's provision is much larger than what you even can imagine in this world? Keep holding on. You're going to get it soon. The very next verse, 33, sell your possessions and give to charity. Make yourselves money belts. I already read this. That do not wear out. Why would you need a money belt that would not wear out? An inexhaustible treasure in heaven where no thief comes near, nor does a moth destroy, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So he's giving eternal instructions, but he's also giving instructions for here and now. You know, God's word isn't just relevant in the future. It's relevant today. And what God is going to give you, no one can take away. Back to the scriptures. It's going to be a fairly short show, folks. Actually, let me go back. There's one other point I wanted to make in here about your money belts. And what are you to do with it? You are to sow and reap. Remember those. That's the kingdom principle. The world buys and sells, and we have to as we live in the world. But the kingdom principle of stewardship is sowing and reaping. In Luke 16, verse 9, Jesus says, and I say to you, make friends for yourselves by means of wealth of unrighteousness. So when it is all gone, they will receive you into eternal dwellings. Make friends with the wealth of the unrighteous, because the money in this world is not righteous, it's tainted. In fact, God doesn't say you can't serve the devil and him, because you can. He says you cannot serve mammon and him, and I'm going to get to that scripture in a moment. But he says to make friends with your wealth. Now, let me just put this before you. If you were to trust that your possessions and your wealth comes from the Lord, I'm speaking to myself as well, and we truly start helping out people, will you be making friends? Would someone like you and maybe even trust you if you were generous to them and went and found their need? And you know what? When hard times hit, we're going to need one another. That is a big part of the reason why I created the Right On community, because we need each other. And in that community, it's different than on Telegram. It's different than on Twitter or on Facebook. There's an intimacy in this community where we're putting things in preparedness, and we're lifting up people in scripture, and we're giving hints. And this is where we can really get to know each other better, and we can help each other and help serve each other. And soon we'll be getting together in the flesh. I'm telling you, save the dates, beginning of September. Save the dates. But if you haven't joined the Right On community, you can go to Right On You. That's RIGHTON, letter U, .com, and just hit community. It's free, and you're welcome to join. Please do. Luke 16, verse 13. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. The better translation is God and mammon. Mammon is the spirit, and it's an ancient deity over money, and mammon, best translated, means greed. So what are we holding on to? All this stuff. Now, I'm not telling you to be stupid about things. You are called to be a good steward of what God has given you. But, you know, this guy Nelson made a great point, and I want to say this to you. You know, every dollar that we give away, and you know what, if you only have $10 and you give away $1, it's the same as if someone has $1 million and they give away $100,000. It's the same thing to God. It's where your heart is. The value means nothing to God. It's out of what you have. And every single bit that we give out and help people in the kingdom, sowing and reaping, is $1 that is not taken away from you in the Great Reset, if it is to happen, and be converted into digital currency and stuff like that, which, you know, we can't do, right? That the mark of the beast is somehow going to be tied to that. Maybe we'll go on in the system for a little while, but eventually the mark will be introduced and we won't be able to take that. Luke 12, 42 to 44. And the Lord said, who then is the faithful and sensible steward whom his master will put in charge of his servants to give them their rations at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master finds doing when he comes. Truly, I say to you that he will put him in charge of all his possessions. The Lord is looking for people that he can trust. And if we start moving in these principles in a much greater way than we have, in a much greater way, perhaps the Lord will put you in charge of his possessions to help those in the times of need. So what do we need to do? What are some things we can do? Well, first of all, join the Right On community. Join it. The other thing is, and I'm really going to start doing this in a much greater capacity than I have. For the last couple of years, I have been working on selling some things that I don't use, I don't need anymore. But I want to start selling things off that, or giving them away that I don't need. And why not take that money and just put it as a kingdom balance to give away? Or perhaps to stock up on food and take some of the ideas that we have on the Right On community about how to can and preserve and how to store up and use that money to fund those things. Because when that time comes, if we are going into those times, you would be the one who's prepared by God to be generous with your neighbors and those other Christians who refuse to take the mark. You could be that person. You could be that person. Also, we really need to get busy in our communities. Not just the Right On Radio community, but I'm talking about with your local people. Get to know your local producers, first of all. Food producers, stuff like that. Get to know your neighbors. Get to know who in your neighborhood knows the Lord genuinely. Get to know these things. Let me see. I just have a couple more notes. Oh, yeah. You know, there's the story of Joseph. And Joseph warned that there was going to be 7 years of abundance, followed by 7 years of famine. Now, I don't know when those 7 years of famine are going to start. Could be later this year, could be 20 years from now, who knows? But I think right now, even though we're being hit hard by inflation, we're being hit hard by the gas prices, by all the things where I live, there's a 23% carbon tax hike around the corner. It's hard. It's hit my family very hard. But we still live in a time when we've accumulated all these things. You have a house, I have a house, I have too much crap in my garage that I need to sort through. And some of it isn't crap, some of it's worth something that I'm not going to use. So why not take this time? Let's just pretend that we're in that 7 years of abundance still before the 7 years of famine, which could be the beginning of the tribulation. Tell me what you think, and I'm going to ask you to honestly leave comments. Jeff, are you out to lunch on this? You know, do you agree with it? Is this something that you want to put into practice more? Is it something that you feel that you have so much lack you can't right now? If that's you, I want you to actually send me an email. I'll have a personal conversation with you, and I'll change your mind on that, no matter where you're at. By the way, my email is rightonjeff@gmail.com. Anyways, I appreciate you being here. Thanks for being here. Speaking of giving to the poor, I'm just a lowly podcaster. I've got some links in the description box below if you choose to support me by any means. And if you do on Patreon or anything like that, you will be billed by the Speakers Company. Please be aware of that. And many of you, your credit cards expire and stuff like that. So please just double check that. But listen, in the meantime, remember to love your God, love your family, love your neighbor as yourself, and make a difference, not only in your physical community, but join the Right On community and contribute there. 15 minutes a week is all that I ask. God bless each and every one of you.